You're listening to Team Talk on ESPN Radio, 1017 The Team.
All right, by this time tomorrow, we'll know if the Lobos are advancing in the big dance. Tomorrow, Lobos Clemson a little after 1 o'clock on True TV. All right, we're going to talk about some of the coaches that are facing a little pressure, some coaches that are top four seeds. I'll tell you who's facing some pressure right now, and that is Nico Medved. Colorado State, after leading 8-2 in the game, are trailing 27-11 at the half. So that record for the least amount of points being scored in the first half that was set the other night by Virginia, well, that has been broken by Colorado State. 27-11 Texas over Colorado State.
Yeah, fewest at halftime in a first half since a 15 seed against Kentucky in 2019. And Joe Palmer, again with the Joe Palmer, he's their leading scorer at the half. He's got 3 points, but guys, it cannot be the Joe Palmer game every night.
No, Headband Joe cannot carry the Rams. We'll say that. All right. I want to get your guys' thoughts. These coaches that, you know, might be a little bit tight as they go into this year's NCAA tournament, Scott. So amongst the top four seeds, there's like 16 teams to choose from. What coach do you think has got the most pressure on him entering the tournament, Scott?
I am going to say Matt Painter of Purdue. Number one seed for the second year in a row. They're a 26.5-point favorite tomorrow. Well, last year they were a 23.5-point favorite against Seth Greenberg's alma mater, Fairleigh Dickinson. They lose that game 63-58. Yeah, they got a 7'4 guy who's 300 pounds. He's averaging a lot of points, a lot of rebounds. He's in double figures, a double-double. But to me, this team has to prove that they can play with the big boys, because it seems like every year to me, and that's why I was quick saying Purdue, it seems like Purdue's always that, hey, we got to pick Purdue, and then, oop, Purdue again, they lost.
All right, well, the guy that Scott's talking about, the 7'3", 300-pound player, is Zach Edey. Yeah, mm-hmm. And you know, an interesting case study with Zach Edey, Sam, is like a lot of people thought he would, like, be gone to play professionally after last year, was able to get a lot of NIL benefits, and he stuck around for just what's in front of Purdue right now. You know, they're a number one seed. What I'm wondering about is Zach Edey isn't getting a lot of love of being a successful NBA guy, and a lot of people think he's going to be playing internationally. As good as he's been in college basketball, player of the year, a lot of people are doubting the whole, you know, pro thing, Sam.
Yeah, there have been a few mock drafts that have him as a fringe draft player. Now, he is all over the place, because there are some mock drafts that have him as a lottery pick. There are some mock drafts that have him as a late second rounder. There aren't a lot of case studies for that big of a gulf for one player, and it's just because, I mean, we know Zach Edey is big and most people in college can't defend him, but as far as skills and finesse and the things that you actually need to have against professional players, we're not really sure if he has it.
Yeah, well, you know, and another thing, too, with the shortcomings of Purdue, are these experts are saying part of the reason is because, you know, you're going to be having three officials that had not refereed a Zach Edey game before. And, you know, in the Big Ten, they're used to seeing him go side to side in the lane and use his leverage, you know, and, you know, it's kind of an unusual way to call a game, Scott, like, you know, because somebody is so big, it's proved to be a problem in the past, but it's going to be up to him to conform, not officials to conform to him, Scott.
Zach Edey goes with the whole mantra of the Big Ten, not so tight officiating. They let him play. They let him
physical,
bang.
Yeah.
Very physical. And, yeah, you're right. That's a great point, Joe, in terms of, you know, they let him play in the Big Dance, but they don't let him bang like they do in the Big Ten. There's a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, I mean, you think Jaden Ledee gets a whistle. Oh, baby.
Yeah. So it's going to be very interesting for a guy averaging 24.5 points and 11.5 rebounds.
All right, Sam. So Scott said the pressure is on Matt Painter. Your choice for the coach that's got a lot of pressure going into the tournament.
So my first thought was Purdue, because Matt Painter, never been to a Final Four. He's made a few runs. He had the 16 seed loss last year, but Matt Painter, for all this time he's been there, never been to a Final Four. But I ended up going with Kentucky. Kentucky, a 3 seed this year, and they almost do, we've talked about this in the past, Joe, you and I, that they almost do the college basketball equivalent of load management. They kind of go half you-know-what through the SEC tournament because they want to make sure everybody's fresh and ready for the big dance, which would be fine if you're making championship runs all the time. But Kentucky, their last title came in 2012. Last time they even made it to a Sweet 16 was 2019. So it's been a few years for John Calipari. We're almost surprised every year that Kentucky doesn't compete for a national championship. But more often than not, they've had these early exits while also treating the SEC tournament the way that they do. So, you know, John Calipari, 2012, the last national championship. He's the college basketball version of Doc Rivers in the world of what have you done for me lately. He seems to get a pass on that every year. At some point, he's going to have to win another one.
Well, there was a little bit of pressure before the game, he might be feeling it now, as Oakland, based out of Chicago, not the Bay Area, based out of Michigan, Oakland out of Michigan.
The Golden Grizzlies.
The Golden Grizzlies, that a boy, Scott.
I thought they had a different nickname, actually, so I don't know if they've always been the Golden Grizzlies, but that's what they are now.
Well, they are leading Kentucky 19-17 midway through the first half. All right, guys, I am going to go the way to Tennessee. Tennessee, and talk about pressure.
Tennessee.
Rick Barnes.
Rick Barnes.
I mean, the only man in the country that could have both LaMarcus Aldridge and Kevin Durant on their team at Texas and only win one game that year in the NCAA tournament. So that would be my pick. Scott's on Matt Painter. Sam's on Kentucky's John Calipari. And I am on Rick Barnes with the most pressure. All right, we got one more segment here live from the book at Route 66 Casino Hotel. We'll do that when we come back. Team talk, though, until 7 o'clock tonight. And if you had that basketball fever in late March, we have you covered at 7 o'clock. Ball Arena in Denver. The Nuggets host the New York Knicks. Man, I'd love to be up there for that one. All right, well, we'll have that game on at 7. We got more team talk next. ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.